Welcome to the Civilizations at the End of Time series. Most of the series on this channel have some defining aspect, and many of the ones I've done these introductions for so far here on our audio-only inventory were part of what originally shaped the channel, or extensions on those earliest episodes. Civilizations at the End of Time is a bit different. Its first two installments, Black Hole Farming and Iron Stars, which are also its chronologically last ones in terms of when they discuss, have long been the two most viewed episodes on SFIA. So in that regard, they are what most define the show to most viewers, as they're the two the most folks have seen. This was very unintentional, since the original video, Black Hole Farming, was more of the culmination of a handful of prior videos taken in combination to an extreme conclusion at a time so distant in the future it makes all the time since the Big Bang look like less than an eye blink. It was not and never was intended to be a video people watched without seeing those other episodes, and I figured on it receiving few views, though I discussed most of the core concepts needed for the episode in at least brief detail there. With that in mind, it might benefit the listener to go through those other episodes first: Simulation Hypothesis, Transhumanism, Micro Black Holes, and Matryoshka Brains in particular, if you're not already familiar with those concepts from those episodes, or further discussion of them over the years. Also, as I mentioned, those first two episodes, Black Hole Farming and Iron Stars, are chronologically the last, with Dying Earth and Dying Stars discussing civilizations far sooner in the distant future, more in keeping with the classic views of the end of time, at least in a meaningful sense of someone being around to see it. Even though those delve into and seek to tear asunder the normal ideas of waning civilizations, barely clinging to a fading life just a few billion years from now, whereas Black Hole Farming tries to show us how the end of the stellar phase of the universe, when all the stars finally burn out perhaps 100 trillion years from now, may instead be a dawn of a far brighter period of civilization, one that for all that it lives in shrouded eternal darkness might, as the universe expands and cools, actually benefit from that to such a degree as to outshine all the civilizations that existed until then in both duration and magnitude. In that way, I think the Civilizations at the End of Time series perhaps best exemplifies what the show is all about, looking forward to a future that is not grim or dark or dwindling, but bright and growing and something to look forward to. I hope as you listen to this series, you'll come to share that perspective.